Hi guys, it's me, Molly, and I am recovering from a really nasty flu and cold, like, combo. It was bad, but I'm getting better now. Throat's still a little sore, as you can probably hear, but it's not helping that I'm smoking a blunt. And I'm joined here by my two buddies, Dr. Pepper and Kraken. And they've come together to mix to get me a little drunk. Because I'm going to need to be a little drunk to tell this story. Because this story has a few twists and turns. I hope I can keep up being this fucked up. But because it's like I'm talking about a sport that I literally haven't played in over a decade. So I can't remember a lot of the terminology. I'm probably going to fuck up some things and call stuff what's not. And to you hockey aficionados, please keep it easy on me. I haven't played the game in a long time because after I had this, like, sports injury that I'll get into soon, I just kind of gave up on the sport. I stopped watching it. I stopped playing it. I just got super sad and just gave up. Oh, like, you're lucky if I remember what a goal is. So, yeah, I'd like to get into the story by starting out with a little bit of a backstory about my history with hockey, and then get into why certain things are important. I'm ranting now, I'll just get into it. So, point is, I fucking used to love hockey, and I started playing in middle school. No one knew I was even really going to be good at it until middle school, when we were doing off like field hockey and we had like a ball and we had, you know, like the sticks and everything, and we were being taught the basic game. I wanted to be goalie. I mean, I really wanted to be goalie very badly, and the other kids were teasing me like, oh, you would make a terrible goalie. You're not athletic enough. You've never played before. You don't know what you're doing. Let the people who actually play, let the actual hockey players on the actual little league hockey team, not little league, but what do you call it, a peewee hockey, you know, team, let them actually play and play the parts they want to play. And then the goalie just happened to have been on my team, who was on the actual team and wanted to be goalie. And he was giving me the worst shit at everyone, and I felt really bad. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And I just happened to end up as a centerman. So we're doing the face-off where we have to tap our sticks. The two centermen have to tap our sticks 3 times on each other. And then after the third tap, we shoot the puck into the goal. Well, I realized I was very good at it because I had this little feint I used to do. We used to call it the deke. It was where just before we do the third tap, I would just go for the puck, and I would just be a rocket. I would just shoot that shit, like, and it would just hit the goal, like, consistently if I did it right. And it really started impressing people. The coach, or rather, if I'm being honest, the gym teacher was like, you should totally try out for the team, for the Little League team. I keep saying Little League, you know what I mean. The team for the kids. And I tried out and I didn't make it, but then I realized that none of the girls that tried out did, and I was like, whatever, it's supposed to be a co-ed team. But I didn't push the issue because I didn't want to be that chick at the time, and I ended up playing with a local group up until high school, when I finally managed to get on a team. By the time I got on an actual team, I was good. During tryouts, they tested me, and I tried out for the goalie. Once again, I got centerman. And I know I'm good at centerman, but if I'm being honest, I'm kind of bitter about it. Fuck it, I want to be a goalie. I still do. I want it. I want it bad. You know, I wanted it bad then, and I want it bad now. And you know, I don't even play hockey anymore. If I played hockey again, I want to be a goalie. I wasn't bad at it. I was just a really good centerman. So, you know, like, in high school, we would do, like, away games and shit. And word got out that I was good. And I used that to my advantage because you're in high school. I was a bit of a nymphomaniac. And I started sleeping with the local kids, you know, at the away games. Just kind of casually. I thought it was fun. I didn't, like, see a problem with it. It didn't catch up with me until 1 year. During my first year of playing hockey. I slept with this kid who was in ROTC, and he was wearing, like, the full fatigues and everything, and he looked, like, so hot. He looked really, really tasty. And I couldn't keep my hands off of him, so I ended up blowing him while his buddy watched. And his buddy didn't want to do it at the time. But we ended up meeting up later. And then I sucked his dick later. But he didn't want me to blow him in front of his friend, is the point. But he got to watch. So nothing came of it, except for a year later. We're at the away game at the exact same school. And the other hockey team was vicious. They called me a slut, a whore, a Hoover. They kept calling me Hoover 23. And I'm like, what's this Hoover 23 shit? Like, I really didn't get it. But they were like, it's because you suck so much dick. You suck more than a Hoover. I got, like, pretty embarrassed, honestly. Like, at first, I was like, oh, you guys heard about that. And one of the wingers was like, you're literally a whore. You sucked off my boyfriend last year here. Like, you sucked him off right in front of his best friend. Like, we're not dating now because of you. And it took me a moment. I'm like, oh, that's why you guys are pissed at me, because I sucked off, you know, bitch's boyfriend, okay. So we started using it. You know, the team. We started throwing it back at people. Like, you know, the girls would be like, the other team would be like, you know, stop being a whore. And I'm like, the only complaints I ever got were from the girlfriends. Shut the fuck up. After that, in time we had a penalty and we were in the penalty box, we would be like, shouting shit like, Hoover 23 blew your boyfriend, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, it's, you know, basically the rumors spread around everywhere we went. My rep just kind of caught up with me, and guys would approach me and would be like, hey, I heard you sucked this guy's dick, that's pretty funny, and be like, hey, you know. The joke I would always make is I'm playing blowjob bingo, and I'd like to knock off the city, and guys would, like, laugh, and, you know, I'd end up blowing them. So, yeah, my trip became a reality. I was literally sucking off boys all through the tri-state area, from lakes to mountains to farmland. An away game was just a reason for me to find a fuckboy and take what I wanted from him. I was a rock star to these guys. I mean, why wouldn't I? We were getting, you know, wins after wins after wins there for a while. I was on the top of the world. I was going to take my newfound popularity and I was going to get something out of it. And it turned out to be a whole lot of cum. Like, a lot of fucking blowjobs. Oh my god. You know, so, like, and then the best part was when we were invited to parties. That was when I really shined off the field. We were once invited to a party after a game, and we got completely shit-faced. The marching band kids were there, and they were making jokes about how they don't get laid because of being in band, and of course, being the cordial bitch I am, I'm like, you know, well, I'll suck your guys' dicks. Music is sexy, you know? I ended up taking three of the guys out into a back room, and wind up sucking off at least two of them. I think the third one only watched. Maybe he joined in. I can't remember. It was so long ago. Like, it was a really, really long time, really long time ago. I think he pussed out, but I was really wasted, so I can't remember. Oh my god, that was so hot, though. That was the night that I stopped drinking Mad Dog. Or a MD 2020. Whatever. I heard it's not really MD, it's not really called Mad Dog. Ugh, I'm gonna put this out. I'm gonna get comfortable. Give me 1 second. Have a drink of my soda. / Kraken. Yeah, I used to do all kinds of dirty shit when I was a kid. I used to love to suck cock. After a different game at another party, we were in somebody's basement just having a few beers with just some kids. Someone was coming on to me, and of course, you know, I ended up in the closet with him. Sucked his cock dry. Oh, he left after, and there was this big tit bimbo in my face crying, asking if it's true. She kept saying over and over again, "Is it true? Is it true?" I realized it was the goalie from the team we just lost to. I just basically puffed blow of wind in her face and ran out, kind of laughing. Don't judge me. It was petty back then. She fucking beat me. Like, oh god. Yeah, I totally blew the smell of her boyfriend's cum in her face. And I'm touching my pussy now thinking about it. That turned me on so much, though, if I'm being completely honest with you. Just the idea of being confronted by a crying girl. Did you do it? Did you really do it? Especially one that pissed me off so bad. What can I say? I'm a bad sport. Man. Teen athletes are nasty. Oh, I can't count how many times I found an orgy that had broken out at a private party run by a student athlete after a game. Eventually, though, our team stopped getting invited because we were too rowdy and, well, frankly, my sex drive got a bad rap. I was always fucking someone. Fucking someone to the point where it literally became a taunt. Hoover sucked off your dad the other day. Shit like that. But fuck, that was a fun nicknamed Earn, and boy did I earn it. Oh man. Fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh god, I loved sucking cock. All those fucking parties. I ended up getting hurt and had to quit. But oh god, if I kept going. Oh my god, I don't know how many cucks I would have ended up sucking. Oh my god. My goal was I wanted to end up sucking off a coach, but it never happened. Oh, there's this one coach I really, really... Fuck, I really wanted to fuck him. I just wanted to fuck him so bad. His name was Mr. Delaney. Oh my god. I was a coach for one of the rival schools. Oh, God. The way he'd look at me. Oh, God, it was this combination of, like, horniness and disgust. Like, he knew the dirty shit that I was doing. He heard about it, no doubt about that. He heard exactly what I like to do with boys. He was disgusted by it, but also intrigued. Something tells me that if he was a 17-year-old boy, he would have wanted me to get down and dirty with him, too. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God damn. God damn. Yeah. Fuck, yeah. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck. I miss being a teenager. Fuck. Fuck, I miss being a teenager. Fuck.